Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Anime Tour Bus. It's me, your non-expert Eric. You might have noticed a little stutter there. My cheek is a little sore, and I don't know why. My wisdom teeth surgery is tomorrow, and I think I'm already sore in my mouth. I think I've made myself freak out a little bit about it, and now my mouth is already inflamed.
Have you been chewing on your cheek?
Nope. First thing I checked. I think this is one of those, like, I'm overthinking a thing, and now this is just happening. Yeah.
Or you're haunted by a grandma ghost, and she keeps pinching your cheeks while you sleep.
I'm not even fucking kidding right now. Get the fuck out of here with that talk, because that might be true, and I hate you for it.
She just comes up to you while you're sleeping and then you get those little cheeks.
Be haunted by a grandma ghost.
Do you ever come into your house and smell the faint smell of phantom chocolate chip cookies?
Listener, I'm getting a little spooked. Maybe you're getting spooked too. I feel like we're all getting a little spooked. Messier, there's a lot of feelings going through my body right now. Like a whole bunch of like anticipation, anxiety, things like that. But also, like, I don't have to work tomorrow, so that kind of rules, and I've been kind of excited about that. And you know who else is excited about that besides our listener and you, who's our expert, Metzger? You know who else is excited about that?
Tell me.
Well, that's our boy in Zom 100. That's right, this is an anime podcast, and this season we're doing Zom 100 in Jujutsu Kaisen. Zom 100 is, of course, a show about a zombie apocalypse that occurs to the best and brightest little soul in the world who's just fatigued from working at a pretty rough company, and he's just happy to have the day off. Metzger, I have the day off tomorrow, and I'm so pumped. There's this feeling in, like, the early morning when you wake up, and it's like, oh, man, I gotta, and then you have that realization you don't gotta. And it's like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock, Price is Right is just finished. And you're like, this rules. And there's no other feeling like it. I get so pumped about that feeling. And I hope you do too. Talk to me. When you got that feeling, Metzy? You have that feeling?
Most of the time, if I wake up and don't have something to do, then the void of the shit that I put off backfills it. I tend to overestimate how much I think I can get done in a day.
Common problem around these parts.
So then I end up with like a constant backlog of things that need to be slotted into spots.
If let's say you didn't have that... I get it though. You'd be fundamentally different as a person. Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Yeah, it's definitely a me thing. I mean, today there were a lot of things that I should have done, but guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I made 24 scrunchies.
Made 23 more than you probably needed, I'm gonna guess.
Well, I've been participating in farmers markets. And, you know, I sew. And I got to thinking the other day, man, it's been a long time since I've pulled out my sewing machine, and I really kind of miss it, and I kind of miss having a project. But I don't really have enough of any particular fabric to make any of the projects that I would like to make. But I have lots of, like, scrap pieces of stuff. Why not spend some time making a whole bunch of scrunchies and see if I can sell them at the farmer's market?
I mean, I'm not one to buy, this is going to surprise the listener, I'm not one who buys scrunchies.
You're also not someone who believes in plants.
I knew that was going to come back and bite me. I just don't think they're real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, morally against them. Both ways of not believing in a thing.
Morally against plants.
I just feel like if they were that good at making oxygen from carbon dioxide, they would, like, do a fucking better job. You know? Like, they're over here letting Canada happen. They're just allowing it.
You're a vile person sometimes. You just absolutely, like, fundamentally, you know what? I don't believe in you. Morally.
Damn.
The way that you misappropriate blame. It's not the plant's fault.
I'm over here blaming trees, and you're like...
gaslighting trees.
Esker goes, I think I'm going to cancel Eric. And with that, listener, we can also talk about Jujutsu Kaisen, but let's hold off first. Let's talk about Zom 100. Metzger, can you give me a synopsis?
There are two types of people in this world. The productive type of person who is going to outline and meticulously plan everything that needs to happen. And then there's the type of person who is just going to, make the beer run.
I've had a lot of, like, feelings in my body lately. We just discussed them. But if a girl judo throws me to save my life and then, I don't know, mounts me, I feel like I would get a crush, too. Like, I get it. I'm with him on
and
this one.
You immediately jump to the end.
That's just my nature.
Akira wakes up. Actually has terrible nightmares about being unproductive, being late for work, not pulling his weight, all of the classic fears. I resonate with this character. It clicks. Hey, actually, I don't have to work today. Guess I should clean up 3 years worth of trash and drink some beer. One of the best things in the world is when you have a day off, even if you have things to do, but when you have a day off and you can use it to day drink, just
casual day drink is a nice.
Yeah, I mean, make sure you stay hydrated. Don't go hard at it.
Yeah.
You know, having a nice drink after you mow the yard.
I hate mowing.
It's one of my favorite things. It's when it's a Saturday and I don't have to do anything else. Like, I know I don't have to drive somewhere. So it's like, mow the yard and then immediately go and grab a can of something alcoholic.
If you could, like, so assume you're in a zombie apocalypse, right?
Oh, I already hate it.
Okay.
I would have already killed myself.
That's actually, like, a discussion some of our characters were having. Like, there's no way forward. And I've had that with many, like, people that I know have said, oh, yeah, if something like that happened, like, it's over for me. I'm done. Like, I just wouldn't participate. I'm going to tap out. Which I think is kind of sad that people want to kind of stick around. And I don't know. But I also kind of get it, and you can't really judge someone. I don't know. But, Mesker, out of the characters that we saw today, I have one in mind that I think you would most identify with. And then I want you to think, who would I most identify with? And then we're gonna share those. So I'll go ahead and go. I actually think that you would most identify with the fitness girl. And here's why my thesis starts out this way. Is because she's made a clear-cut plan that removes her, like, personal feelings about it. And, like, yeah, she wants that cupcake, but also, like, girl's got shit to do. She's got boss energy. And also, hold up. There was, like, a moment there I thought she was a spy, too. I'm also not convinced she's not a spy. And so, like, these many layers, I feel, really encapsulate the Metzger experience. Okay, your turn.
Okay, so I definitely am taking that as a compliment.
Sure.
So it's going to be awful when I then tell you that I think that you are the zombie driving the truck.
Now, here's why that's wrong, and let me tell you.
What? You came in clutch and saved the day.
No, Metzger, there's actually a better option. Which is me climbing to the top of a peak, wiping my brow and being like, I did it, I survived, and immediately being got by a zombie.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was just a movie, though.
Yeah, but it was still,
but you
this
still
episode,
let it
so
count?
I'm gonna,
okay.
I'm going to take it.
Okay. All right. I'll let you have it. But in that case, yeah, I definitely think you're that guy.
Okay, good. As long as we are in agreement.
But backup?
Yeah.
Is the zombie driving the truck?
Oh, for sure. If, like, I can't... If, like, when the live-action movie of this comes out, and I
Which it is going to...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Netflix is doing a real-life adaptation of this.
I'm, like, 90% sure that you're fucking with me right now, but, there's, like, that 10%. When that live-action role comes out, if I didn't get the guy climbing the mountain, I would definitely settle for truck driver.
I mean, he is the hero of the episode.
But, like, is he?
I know that she pulls him out. She pulls Akira out of the way. I'm sorry, we've done a lot here. He's going to clean his apartment, reward himself with a frosty beverage, but he's only got two left in the fridge. And that's a real big bummer. Two is not enough to day drink.
Science.
I mean, technically, it could be, and it definitely has been for me. But in his opinion, with what his plans were, two's not enough. So he parkours his way down the building next to his and makes two new friends and asks them, he goes, hey, I'm going out. Do you guys need anything? They want some like cup noodles and some toilet paper. You know, the necessities. And then he gets to the store and he's singing a funny song. He's essentially doing the B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Beer run. Yeah, no. I am familiar. I too am a connoisseur.
And that's not really good for this situation, which is keeping his spirits high.
When you meet a pretty girl and the first thing she hears from you is your B-double-E-double-R-U-N, as you chant it majestically, and then paying no attention to her until she's literally like, oh, just like, ah, hi. My favorite part is how judgy she gets.
It's been 24 hours, and he hasn't seen another person that wasn't infected. Until he bumps into his neighbors. And he's like, oh, well, there can still be people, but I'm going to go get beer. And not thinking he's going to see three people in one day. She does super judge him. She's like, listen, if you're going to risk your life, you think it would be for the essentials, not for beer. To which...
100% something you would say to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd be like, what do you mean you're going to go get a tattoo?
In the middle of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it would be something fucking stupid, right? Like,
yeah, it would be like a... Oh, never mind.
It would be like a heart mom kind of thing, but like my mom is a zombie kind of... Like, literally a zombie-based tattoo in the second day of the apocalypse.
Eric would go and get a tattoo that said, I survived the initial wave of the zombie apocalypse and all I got was this tattoo.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds like a fucking rule. There's part of me that actually wants that tattoo right now.
You should go get a tattoo that says, in an alternate timeline, I survived a zombie apocalypse, and this is all I have to show for it. Pay a lot of money and have someone do a hyper-realistic zombie bite.
Do you put so many layers into this? She's barely considering us, but only really in the aspect of, like, oh man, I should have gotten that little cupcake.
It's mochi.
So I was actually literally about to bring out the fact of their bucket list, which kind of gets us into the Zom 100 kind of thing. So I think it's interesting that, like, their bucket lists are titled different. Hers is 100 things to do to not turn into a zombie, and his is all about, like, things to do before I become a zombie.
Well, yeah, I actually think he's the more practical of the two.
Absolutely.
In bucket list fashion, he's making a list of things to do before he dies, and she's making a list of things to do to mitigate death, which, I mean, you should strive to be healthy and stuff like that, but if you spend your entire life or post zombie apocalypse just surviving, was it a very good life?
Can't just survive, gotta thrive. No, I agree that, like, you know, the emphasis is on how to thrive, and the bucket list is more traditionally like that. Like, that is what a bucket list is supposed to be about, is how does one not just survive, but how does one thrive? don't know. I like his better.
We've got another yin and yang sort of situation. I don't necessarily think anyone is wrong in this. I think it takes both lists. It's going to take both of them to kind of balance each other out.
I was just kind of walking around doing my day-to-day stuff and thought about the fact that even if, like, he was at one point extremely fit, my dude hasn't been going to the gym, hasn't been keeping it up. How's he still parkouring around so easy?
I have no idea. You know, I thought that too, which is why it was so funny to just be like, played rugby. I guess just rugby muscles, like your body never forgets rugby.
The rugby that's in your heart more than it's about the rugby that's in your biceps.
It's in your essence, it's in your soul.
Metzger, that's all that I have to say about Zom 100.
I feel like that's pretty comprehensive.
But you know what's not comprehensive?
Our social media.
Just going over to Instagram and going over to Anime Tour Bus on that Instagram. No, listener, you gotta also check us out on anime_bus on Twitter. And you think to yourself, okay, I've checked out those two. Now there's one more. That's me, you, and weeboo.wordpress.com. Also, hey, check out Science Snacks. Metzger, this one hurts me.
Yeah, you were so excited for Juju.
I didn't think like this.
You just thought it was going to be more Itadori in the gang?
More fun time ventures.
You thought it was going to be more Nice Peach. I say that way more than anyone should.
I thought we would have a good time. We'd all hang out together with our boys. There'd be like some, oh, he did, Gojo, he's so powerful. He does a fun trick. I hated the explanation for his powers in this episode.
I mean, those have always been the explanations for his powers.
He did better the first time.
Tengen orders them to stay with this girl and make her comfortable. Because she's eventually going to be absorbed into him. Tengen is going to eventually take over her body.
Her body become my body.
Yeah, and it's almost like she shouldn't have any earthly regrets when this happens. I don't know if that's actually what they're doing, but that's what it feels like to me. Is it's like, hey, I'm about to steal this girl's life. So let's make sure she has the best life she can up until then.
And then after that, no.
And then after that, we're going to go into the basement and just make sure that jiu-jitsu school is A-okay.
Yeah. I mean, so this girl's obviously a target, right? Like, people are actively hunting this girl to...
There are groups that don't like the idea of the jiu-jitsu organization existing.
I can't imagine why, as they're gonna eat and consume a girl's body. Yeah, that one got you good.
I don't know why the delivery on that one was just perfect.
It's always the one that I don't fucking try on. That's my problem. I have the greatest success when I never do anything at all to try.
Oh, Eric is the antithesis of you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
The less shots I take, the better I get. Metzger, people after girl, we get in fight, gotta protect a girl. We look good doing it, make high school teacher want our sexy, sexy teen body.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Was weird.
That was big weird. Big weird energy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the science didn't check out on that one.
They discover that a hit is going to be made. Tengen's future body is in danger. So they run to her school, to her choir practice, to protect her. And she thinks they're so embarrassing. And all the girls there are like, oh my god, you like older men! You have a boyfriend! She is adamant that it's a cousin. This is my cousin. Everyone, look at him. This is my cousin. Not my boyfriend.
Teacher means, that means we can fuck.
And then the teacher goes, ah, bet. Here's my number. It's really hard meeting people when you're...
Again, just to establish, Gojo is a teen at this point.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not okay. Definitely not okay. Do not condone, she should probably be fired.
We also get what I think was the cool battle of this one, which is the Gojo friend, the dark hair boy who can control spirits and stuff. He, like, straight up fucked up an old man, and I honestly thought it was great.
It was so strange that the old man, it thinks that he's got it. It's like, oh, yeah, he's a child. he's a young manipulator of spirits. This is going to be easy. He's not expecting me to come at him. And he was 100% expecting that. And then it's super strange when he gets a flashback of his childhood pet.
He's like, wow, it's real weird that I jumped through this window to attack a man and am suddenly visiting what can only be described as a heaven. It's when you fuck around and find out, was what he discovered. Messier, I have a coworker who is challenging. Let's emphasize the words challenging there. And you know what she said to me? We kind of had issues because she's got kind of a chip on her shoulder as she's like just joined my industry at like kind of an older age, and she has other work experience and all that, but it doesn't really apply. And so she's older, but she's doing like a position that normally like a 23 or 24 year old would do. And all that, and technically I am like one of her superiors. And she's like, at one point says to me, looks over and says to me, dead in the eye to another human person, says, well, you and I are just the same person. And I'm just, you're just more educated, and I'm just like wiser, older and wiser than you. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, who just says that? And then it was straight up like this old dude, he's like, haha, I'm older and wiser. And then this dude just karate's real good.
Okay, I don't understand where this was going.
I don't know, Master. I'm just trying to compare to my real life. It was just like a moment that this woman like straight up insulted me to my face and said, oh, I'm older and wiser than you. And stuff. And all that. And this dude had the same arrogance to him. It was just like, these young ones, I can read him from a million miles away. And then, I don't know.
I mean, she does have more life experience than you. Just because she has existed longer.
I mean, this is just because you have let your character sit idle on screen longer than my character has sat idle on the screen does not mean that you have more XP.
You do not get to decide that she's AFK'd in Limsa.
This person is a Sims character that stood in front of like a doorway, not knowing how to open it, and just like kind of sat and waited.
Like, I'm not saying that she's brighter than you or more intelligent or anything like that. I do, from what I've heard of her, I do agree that she is probably very hard to deal with. But she does have more life experience. And you, having just met her, don't get to judge the quality of that life experience.
That's fine. I just have a distaste.
It's okay to not like someone.
Well, I mean, the core point of this was...
But you don't get to look down on her just because you dislike her.
It's not about her. She straight up insulted me to my face.
Well, just because she's... Wait, I don't understand where the insult came from.
Literally saying to another human person, I am wiser than you.
But she said that you guys are the same person.
Which is alone an insult?
Yeah, but that's your perception. She's not meaning it as an insult.
It also demonstrates a clear lack of, like, introspection.
You really need to go back to therapy.
The first person to tell me that recently.
Like, you really, if someone that is like their existence is inconsequential to you, but you work with them so you have to deal with them, but their existence is inconsequential, for you to think that them making the offhanded remark that you are the same person, just you are more educated. She openly told you that you are smarter.
No. The line was delivered in such a way to make it clear that, because she also took like 20 years to get like her bachelor's degree because she was working the whole time. Instead, she made it clear that like it's only because I have a math. That like that was her qualification of what it meant to be more educated. Just the fact that I had a master's degree, not like I actually know more shit. Because like that would, she has often made it a point to be like, I will never be inferior to another person, or you know, it's always been a fucking thing. Driving me crazy.
You took slight. You need to go back to therapy.
This is a perceived malintent, Metzger.
I don't think that she was attempting to hurt you. I think that she's just attempting to make herself feel better.
But at the cost of another person. Like, if you must insult people to make yourself feel better, that's fucked up.
I hate to say this. But I think if you took insult to that, then that's a you problem.
Metzger, I'm sorry. But if you have to insult someone else to, like, make yourself feel good, that's not...
I don't think she was insulting you. I think that
you
perceived
it. To straight up call yourself wiser than someone else is an insult, no matter how you frame it.
No, there's definitely ways that I could think people could do that to where it would not be insulting.
I cannot comprehend of a world where saying I'm wiser than you is like not insulting.
Well, one, I do think when she says wiser, she means life experience. Most of the time when people are talking about being wise and having wisdom,
which is also bullshit. Old people can suck sometimes and not be good at life.
Yeah, they can. I'm not saying that she's what she said was true. I'm saying that your interpretation of it as an insult says more about you than it does about her.
Hey, listener, we're to one of my favorite segments, which is Metzger and Eric talk therapy because they've forgotten about the anime podcast. It's one of my
already touch on why did you bring this up? And you're like, I don't know. And it's like, well, obviously you're having issues with it then.
No. I do kind of know why I brought it was just one of those like situations that some people have been known to experience where like their coworker straight up insults them to their face. And, like, holds over, like, oh, I'm older than you and I know more and shit. And it was, like, an issue. And it straight up relates to our anime as this dude gets kind of clearly told that he's not.
Okay, so they have a fight. There's a fight. Gojo has to fight a bounty hunter who can make clones of himself. And Gojo wax poetics about his power in case you forgot or didn't watch the first season. Technically, this is the first time he's explaining his power. We do get to see that he hasn't mastered it yet, though.
Different from the second, from, I don't know, the first season, but later on, where we can see he clearly can do the red and the blue.
Yeah, he hasn't fully unlocked his power. And by unlocked, I mean he just hasn't made it to the next belt yet. He doesn't know that form.
I realized that joke was for me, but like it was one of those memes that was like too deep that it came back around.
You do understand that not all jokes are memes, right?
No, but like I'm equating it to a meme.
Ah, okay.
Like you see a meme that's like so deep it comes back around to being normal again. Yeah, so that's kind of where that hit for me. So he's over here trying to learn his karate real good. And he's still kind of figuring it out, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he can still get the job done. He's good at what he does, but he's wanting to try some sick sick new flips and can't quite pull them off.
Been there. Oh, tell me about it. Metzger, so far from this one, if you could have any of the powers that you've seen thus far in Jujutsu Kaisen, which would it be?
Oh, if I could do any of the ones that I've seen thus far. We haven't seen very much.
Well, I mean in all, first season and second.
Oh, first season and second. Dude, I don't know. It's hard to not pick Gojo.
Panda? Oh. Yeah, so I mean, like, his power seems a little bit overpowered, and they try to, like, minimize it. He's like, oh, I have to be careful and not do it too close to myself and shit. Like, there's a little bit of that, but, like, beyond that, he's just, like, a hot shit dude. And I wonder if, like, what brings him down as a hot shit dude is, like, whatever kind of collapses in his relationship with his friend.
I'm very interested to see how that plays out. But other than that, I don't really have anything else for Juju. It seems like we're still in exposition mode. We haven't gotten...
I agree. I have the same feeling. Yeah.
We're still peeling the orange.
Well, listener, we hope that you also peel the orange with us next week. That was one of my worst ones. We hope that your cheeks aren't being pinched by mystical ghost women. We hope that you've enjoyed your time with us. We hope that you check us out on Anime Tour Bus on Instagram, anime_bus on Twitter, and me and weebrew.wordpress.com. Don't forget about Science Snacks, talking to you about the latest and greatest in science. We're going to have a hard time doing next week because I might not have a working mouth. But we're going to try our best, listener. We love you so much. We're going to try our best. See how things go. Give the old college try, maybe. And we'll see you again next week. But until then, bye!